Robert De Niro declares Trump a white supremacist, they laughed at Hitler. By Ben Q on January 7, 2019. Actor Robert De Niro once again railed against President Donald Trump, describing him as a real racist and admitting that his belief that he is a fascist and white supremacist. In an interview with The Guardian's David Smith, De Niro claimed that he initially gave Trump the benefit of the doubt, but that his actions since his rise to power prove that he is a real racist. When you see someone like Trump becoming president, I thought, well, okay, let's see what he does, maybe he'll change, De Niro explained. But he just got worse. It showed me that he is a real racist. I thought maybe as a New Yorker he understands the diversity in the city, but he's as bad as I thought he was before, and much worse. It's a shame. It's a bad thing in this country. When asked whether he believed Trump was a fascist and white supremacist, De Niro responded confirmed that he did, comparing him to Adolf Hitler and Italy's deadly dictator Benito Mussolini. I guess that's what it leads to, the Taxi Driver star said. If he had his way, we'd wind up in a very bad state in this country. I mean, the way I understand it, they laughed at Hitler. They all look funny. Hitler looked funny, Mussolini looked funny, and other dictators and despots look funny. What bothers me is that there will be people in the future who see him as an example and they'll be affected in some way. But they'll be a lot smarter and have many more colors to their personality and be more mercurial and become someone with the same values as he has, but able to get much further and do more damage as a despot, he continued. The 75-year-old actor is well known for his expletive-laden rants against Trump and the current administration. In June, De Niro used a speech in front of high school students to call Trump a mean-spirited, soulless, amoral, abusive con artist son of a bitch. Last month, De Niro also described Trump as a nightmare and one of the worst things he's seen in his lifetime. In June, Trump responded to De Niro's repeated attacks through mockery, nicknaming him punchy and calling him as a very low IQ individual. Follow Ben Q on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.